extraordinary persons writing Hindiger, some manufacturing some story, narration, puzzling the brain. No. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite, it is beyond all defects of human life. When an ordinary person writes, he writes with defective instruments. First of all, any man within this world, however great he may be, he must commit mistakes. That's a fact. There are many instances, simply part, little mistake, just like Hitler's plan, so gorgeously winning over the world. A little mistake, as soon as his attention was diverted for Russia, he was finished. The British has tried to divert his attention from Russia. Little mistake, otherwise Hitler would have come out victorious. There are many instances. There are political field, in sociological field. So, however one man may be great, he must come in. It is now conditional life. There is no man in this world who can say, I never committed any mistake. Is there any man? No, that's not one. And he must be illusion. Illusion. What is that illusion? Shashyata buddhi kunapeti dhatuti sadhikkalatra visubhoma yujyati yathita buddhi kalyena karhiti janetu avijnetu saiva bhokara. This is illusion. Bhokara. Bhokara means animals, cows, and apples. What is the fault of the animals? The animals, they cannot take nice instructions. They do not know that the soul is their spirit soul. They are not this body. They do not know. So this is called illusion. I am accepting this body as self. I am accepting my father for my son, hearing my son. What is that? His body. Now, when the son is dead, he cried, my son is gone. Oh, my son, why you are gone? Why you are crying? Kill your son? Kill your son? Lying on the floor? Why you are crying that my son is gone, gone, gone? No, no, my son is gone. This is illusion. You have all along illusion to accept this body as his son. But at the time of death, he can understand that the body was not my son. The son was a different thing which was feeling the world. So, this is conditional life. Everyone is saying, on this body. Everyone is committing a mistake. Illusion and mistake. Then, another thing is cheating. So many rascals, philosophers and scientists, they have no knowledge, accurate knowledge, that they are writing books. It is cheating. If you do not know what is what, why you are misleading others by writing books? No, you are making money. But cheating, illusion, committing mistake. Three. And fourth, that the senses imperfect, the gathering knowledge through senses. I feel, I want to see personally. All right, put out the light, then now see. That is your seeing power. You see that as a condition. Therefore, your seeing power is imperfect. Your thinking power is imperfect. So every sense, we are gathering knowledge by the imperfect sense. We are seeing every day, morning, the sun, which is bigger than this earth by 14,000, 1,400,000 times. And we are seeing this like a plate. If he is not informed by authority, when he goes to school, the teacher of geography, when he informs, like a boy, if the sun is very, very big, then he can understand. And see that the one aeroplane is running very fast, flying in the stars. The child sees, such a big thing, how is it flying? He does not know that this machine is not flying independently. There is a spiral. Without this pilot, all this mechanical helmet is simply void. If that aeroplane is kept down for many thousands of years with all the machine complete, it has no power to fly. Unless there is a smart pilot who pushes out the water to imperfection. That they do not see, the so-called scientists do not see that he is pushing on this bottle. This material world is going on. Jagat. Jagat means going on. But Satiri, it is Jagat. Every planet is going on. This planet is going on. 1,000 miles per hour. Going on. The sun is moving 16,000 miles per second. This is called jagat. Everything is going on. Your motor car is going on. You are going on. We have a big city, especially in Europe, America. Simply going on. Because you are No rest. This is called jagat. Where is going on? You have heard the Rabindranath Tagore, poet Tagore. He wrote one article that when I was in London, I saw the people are walking very fast. The cars are going very fast. But I was thinking that this England is a small island. You may not fall down on the sea. If you let loose your dog, then you will run. This is jagat, going on. Going on, but condition. You cannot go up there. That place. These so-called scientists are going to the moon planet and coming back. Your condition, you have to remain where you are placed by your karma. You cannot move. I cannot move beyond this body. Therefore, our senses are all imperfect. We feel that I have got my legs, I can walk very fast. No, you cannot go fast as it is. This thing, sorry. Relative. This is called relative world. Therefore, here it is saying that this Srimad Bhagavatam is not written by such rascals. He is sure to commit mistake. He is sure to become illusor. He is sure to cheat others and whose senses are impure. It is me. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamatikriti. How it is? This bad day writing 5,000 years ago, this Srimad Bhagavatam was written. And he is describing Lord Buddha's incarnation. Tikite hu bhavishyati. Surat Visham. Sarvahaya Surat Visham. Buddha Ram Ram Anjana Sutta. Tikite hu bhavishyati. He said, bhavishyati means in future tense. Lord Buddha appeared on this planet 2,600 years ago. And this book was written 5,000 years ago and indicated that Lord Buddha incarnation of Jesus will appear in the Bihar province, Kikiteshu, Gaya Pradesh, near Gaya. This Gaya city is still there. And 5,000 years ago, either the Gaya city was there, or it was predicted that there will be a city of the name of Gaya. In that province, Lord Buddha, as the son of Anjana, his mother's name, Anjana, will appear to cheat the atheist. Lord Buddha appeared to cheat the atheist. God comes to cheat, yes, sometimes request. This time, one little child has taken out from the pocket of his father $1 bill, and he's going to tear it. And the father says, tell what we'll do, he's prepared to take his lozenges. And the lozenges is what one said. So he cheated, giving him $0.01 one thing, and he said he's $100. And that is not cheating. That is required. Sometimes the child requires the cheater to save it from making mischievous activities. So when God cheats you, just like I was speaking, I'm coming. Now one day cheated Muni Maharaj. Muni Maharaj thought that I am the king of the whole universe. The power they can. My dear Muni Maharaj, you are so charitable, man. In you kindly give me 3 feet of land. The proprietor has come to beg. This is cheating. Chalayasi Vikramani Muni Madhupasa Vamana. Chalayasi means cheating. Chalayasi Vikramane Vanimatputa Vamana. Padanaka Nila Janita Jana Pavan. Kirita Madhita Vamana Rupa Chaya Jana Vita. So, because you are cheated in condition state, because that is my quality, whole quality is that. Condition like me, we must have all these qualities. What is that? To commit mistakes, to become illusor, to become cheater, and to possess imperfection. This is our quality. And we want to write books and be alone, you see. One does not consider his position. One man is blind. And he says, all right, come with me, I shall talk about this thing. Come on. And if one believes, all right, he does not inquire that you are also blind. I am also blind. How you can help me crossing over the road? No. He is of mind. He
Mrs. Graham.
One blind man, one teacher. He teaches another blind man, idiot. There's a man, grandmother, used to say, this material world is a society of cheaters and teachers. Combination of cheater and cheater. I want to be cheated because I don't accept God. It is God that I become responsible for my sinful life. So therefore, let me delight. There is no God. Now God is dead. It is. Therefore, somebody comes. Yes, I am God. Oh, yes, yes, that's all. Because he wanted to be cheated. So somebody comes and declares himself that I am God and he is cheated. We cannot accept as God. We said, yeah, you are God. All right. You lift this key, first of all, with your finger. Then I said, accept God. We don't accept how to cheat God. The rascals may accept some cheap God. No, we don't accept. We accept Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. The Tilananda Vidra. Brahma says, God is here, Krishna. Brahma is the original person who distributes knowledge, basic knowledge. So we accept Krishna. The Brahma has said, and you see, yes, there is God, he's lifting, he's killing Putana at the age of three months old only, 7 years old boy, lifting, heal. So God must execute uncommon acts. Otherwise, how shall I accept God? He is like me. Krishna Duval, the whole point fire. His friends are big, my dear Krishna, there is fire, the cows were crying. Krishna the dog was. Boy of 6 years old. So, that is God. We accept Ramchandra as God. He brought big stones and showed it over the ocean. Does a storm float over the ocean? Yes, it floats under the order of God. He can do it. The law of gravitation is not acted. He can chill. You can see million tons heavy this earth, so many species. Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, it is floating in the air. Just like a swarm of pups. You are exploring weightlessness, but that's all right. But you float and swim. You can space and say so many things. Therefore, we should accept knowledge from such person who is beyond these four debates of conditional life. What is that? Illusion, mistake, cheating, and impossible. So Srimad Bhagavatam is that. Proof, as I told you, that 2,500 years ago, or 5,000 years ago, where they wrote about Lord Buddha's appearance. He still, there is appearance of Kalki from this time henceforward, after 400 thousands of years, Kalki will appear. And his name, his father's name, the place where he will appear, that is mentioned in the Bible. That means the Kalabra. The Swamini is liberated. His incarnation of God. He knows past, present, future and everything. That knowledge is perfect. One who knows past, present and future perfectly, we should take knowledge from him. That is our Krishna consciousness movement, that we don't accept any knowledge from a person who is defective in so many ways. And what is the value of that knowledge? It's defective. Physician hypnotizer. A physician suffering from fever, and if I go there, then I am also fever, sick. Now what is the use of such treatment? His brain is already puzzled. What he can treat? The doctor also, when he becomes sick, he does not treat himself. He calls another doctor's friend to treat him. That is the expression. So, similarly, one who is imperfect, one who is subjected to so many defects of life, who cannot accept knowledge.
No need, of course. Don't waste your time, don't go, sister. The outsider has no right to put any question because he is not surrendered. And a spiritual master is not obliged to answer anyone except to his disciple. This is a very question. Don't waste time for unnecessary questions and answers. But we have to do something sometimes. But that is not the way. Unless one surrenders fully for Nipatrima and renders service. Service means whatever the spiritual master wants to do this, he must do. Just like million servants. Nichovak, of course. Here, in your country, in India, there is a Sudra class. They are, generally, they are servants, servant class. That is called Nityabha. The servant class, a brahmachari, living at the care of spiritual master, is advised that you shall carry out the orders of the spiritual master, Nityabha, just like the Sudra class. Because a person coming to spiritual master, they're coming from Brahmin family or Kshatriya family or Bhai caste family. But he may say, oh, I'm coming from Brahmin family and my spiritual master is ordering to practice shoes. Oh, how can I do it? Therefore, it is advised, Nishava, when you are serving spiritual master, you should always think that I'm lowest of the animals. Nicho. In that condition, you can simply inquire. Otherwise, you have no capacity. There is no need of wasting time. Because you are not understanding unnecessarily. Punipat means surrender. So nobody wants to surrender. Especially in this material world. Everyone thinks, oh, I am the Lord. I am the monarch of all Israel. I shall surrender. Independent, especially in Western countries. They are refusing to surrender to the social laws, to the king's law, everything. But here is the process of surrender. Surrender means everyone is popped up with some so-called knowledge. And he thinks that I am perfectly all right. My knowledge is perfect. Why should I surrender? But if you want to receive knowledge, actually, from the person who has actually knowledge, then you must surrender. This is the process. Just like, Vyase, first of all, Param Satam Dhimai, this is surrender. Surrender, without surrender, we cannot get knowledge. There are many places. Jnana Priyasam Mudupasa Namantai. To understand the God, understand God. Brahma says, Jnana Priyasam Mudupasa, leaving, giving us this nonsense habit of speculation, God is like this, God is like that. Prayasam, Jnana Priyasam. Began it, yes, this unity. No, this is not God. The scientists, they say, this is the fact. And then, one year after, no, this is not fact. Now we have improved, another. And again, 3 years after, and said, another. There is no standard knowledge. What is the final knowledge, they do not know. Therefore, this kind of speculative habit or scientific research is simply a waste of time. They cannot understand what is the ultimate truth. The basic injunction is, Jnana Priyasam Udupasya. Give up this nonsense habit, speculation. Namantaiva Vi Sanvasi. Admit that you do not know anything. You have to learn from the person who knows. Jnana Priyasam Udupasya Namant Sanavakaritang Bhagadiva Tang. Then, what shall I have? Unless I shall not speculate. I have become humble now. Now what to do? Just try to learn about God from the devotee. Pure devotee. See, in this way we can understand God. That is the process. Arjuna, when he was hearing from Krishna, he has to surrender, although he was his friend, very intimate friend. Always sitting together, eating together, lying together, talking together. He also accepted Krishna. Shishasti ham sadhimam prapannam. I am surrendering to you, my dear Krishna. I become your disciple. Please teach me. So this is a Vedic process. This is a Vedic process. Namavam Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Janmārta-sajata sattam param sattam dhīmani. So, the issue, instead of making speculation, if you simply surrender to Vyāsa, his writing, Śrīmadā Bhāgavate Mahāpanishkṛte, then the result will be king va parai. You do not require to study any other literature. The result will be, if you surrender to the study of Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam, then Īśvara, the supreme controller, śraddha riddhi avaruddhati. Īśvara is already there, but here it is used, the word avaruddhate is locked up. He wants to be locked up. Krishna, Paramatma, he wants to be, but we don't care. But by reading Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam, by discourses in Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam, Īśvara sadhya immediately. Hridi avaruddhati. But in whose heart he becomes locked up? Kṛtihi. Kṛtihi means those who are pious, those who are sinful, they cannot. Kṛtihi, suṣuṣuhi, two things. He must be pious. That pious, piety, as soon as he surrenders, it's like Krishna says, piety, it is not, then I have to become pious first of all, then I shall understand. Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam. So it will take long time. No. It will take tatkhana in a second. In a second. How? Simply by surrender. As soon as you surrender, immediately you become past. How? Immediately, yes, Krishna says. Sarva dharma arpitasya mamekam saranam bhaja. Aṅtāṁ sarva pāpi dharma kreshāni māsu. As soon as you surrender, Krishna, I was misled so long, that today I have surrendered unto your lotus feet. Now if you like to kill me or protect me, then everything is all right. Thank you very much.
Namaste Sarasvati Devi, Shorabani Prasadi, Nirvishesha Nirvani, Prasadi
Thank you.
तुलसी देवी की जय, जगन्नाथ पुरी की जय, गांव के भक्तवृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी टू गॉड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू गॉड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू गॉड, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
Thank you.